Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
If you think Christmas is going to be very busy for you, maybe this story will make you realise, huh, okay, well, at least I'm not them. This is a story about a County Down woman who gave birth to twins just 2 years ago. They're toddlers now, and they are now mother and father to five. Two births, five children. Twins and then triplets.
So the three triplets, because, you know, triplets means three children, in case you weren't sure.
Correct.
Arrived on the 30th of October this year. Three little girls, Mabel, Sadie and Lily, and they're now the younger siblings of Finlay and Malachy, who were born back in 2023. So Ellen Campbell and her husband James now have five kids. The definition of gut hubbin, because they, two pregnancies.
They only done it twice and they ended up with five kids. It didn't scare you from doing it at all.
I mean, to go in for that scan and think, okay, we need to buy a pram, we need to buy a cot. No, no, you need multiples of everything. Now, they're obviously delighted with the news. The kids all home happy and healthy. They have been speaking out, by the way, because all of the children were born premature and they've been marking events for premature babies. So that's why they're kind of speaking out about their story now. But five kids in this day and age, it is a big family.
What is the average? The CSO tells us from the last census, the average family is what?
That the average number of children per family is 1.34 nationally. That's census 2022 figures. I don't fully understand how you break it down into 0.34 of a person. But anecdotally, like, I'm looking at some of my friends who are starting to have kids, having kids, And two seems to be the average number.
Could stretch to three, but anything beyond that, wow, that's a big family for 2025.
I'm still thinking even three kids is big in this day and age.
So rather than relying on the CSO, it's something we do for the weather. When it's hot outside, we turn to you for your car dashboard temperatures. Can we take an average reading of what is in your family? Whether you have kids or how many brothers and sisters do you have? And we'll see there, thereabouts, where we're at.
We'll put this data together. We'll have a look. We'll see, is two becoming the new norm? Are we still having the outliers of three, four, five, up to six kids? Are you still going? But congratulations to the Campbells in County Down. Two pregnancies, five children.
We are conducting our own census beginning now. 087 1 102 107. How many brothers and sisters do you have? How are you, Soup?
I was raised by my grandmother, so I was technically the youngest of 13.
Soup, I can empathise and realise where you're coming from. I would have been raised in my grandparents' house. My mum was one of eight, and then I have two brothers. So technically, you know, I have a lot of siblings.
There's a lot going on there. Megan has three girls aged 8, 2 and 12 weeks.
Congratulations,
Megan. You got Killian, the eldest of four boys, with the youngest 14. Angela has it all going on. She's three brothers, but had six children in the space of 10 years. Angela, you are superwoman. And Darren is really feeling reality biting because he says he's a father to a beautiful boy and girl. And in his words, definitely not ours, cut it off now.
Darren, that'd be a bit dramatic, wouldn't it? Of course you love your children, but you're ready for no more, says you.
Just snip, snip.
087 1 102107. Of course, we are a little bit hesitant to lean into the CSO figure, saying that the average family is 2.73. What does that even mean when we have the people right here to tell us? How many's in your family? What about Anthony?
There was 18 in my dad's family.
18?
No twins, no triplets, all single births.
All painful single births.
Oh, God.
There was 15 boys and 3 girls.
15 boys and 3 girls. So a full GAA team and then 3 women. I wonder where they came in the lineage.
And there were, my father was one of the younger crew that was born, and there was over 30 years difference between him and his oldest brother. Big families up in Derry, that's all I'll say.
Long may it continue, Anthony. We love our Derry listenership. Keep having babies in Derry. This show is going to keep flying.
Rachel's gone on the extended family roundup for us. Her dad had 7 sisters, 2 brothers. The dad himself went on to have 7 sons and 3 daughters.
Whoa. Slow that down now. I can't keep up. Right, from the top.
Rachel's dad, yeah, in his own immediate family. Yeah. 7 sisters and 2 brothers. That's 10 in family, if we include the dad.
Family of 10. And then one of those 10 had a family of...
As in Rachel's own dad.
Yeah.
Has 7 sons, jeez, and 3 daughters.
Okay.
And then now there's 27 grandchildren and 7 great-grandchildren.
Where do all those people sit for Christmas dinner?
They're doing sittings.
You couldn't get all together, could you?
Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.